I've lived here since 96, and I know how great it can be here. And I've also seen the transformation and how excited people have gotten every place I've been, whether I'm out to dinner or wherever I am. You know, I see Oriole signs or, you know, the game's on, and people really genuinely interested. I hear the raw, you know, the shouting and the encouragement. My wife and I had someone out to dinner that, you know, the game was on the other day, and people were heading down to the game. So it's great for someone like me who just wants to see the guys, the fans. I know how much they love the team, but for the players too, to see what it's all about when you get into the playoffs.
It's like it was when you played, at least for part of the time.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you were here for 97.
96, 97, yeah, it was great. And I fully believed when I came here in 96 that this was as good a place to play in the major leagues. All things in, mm-hmm. I thought it was just a great, and I still do.
Yeah, sure. Well, for those of us who grew up in Baltimore, I mean, mm-hmm. Baltimore was one of the hallmarks of Major League mm-hmm. Baseball. It was always had a great team.
The stadium, the fact that there wasn't an empty seat mm-hmm. Monday through Sunday, and the general love affair with the fans and the Orioles.
From the players' perspective, what's the feeling going into the postseason? Are all bets off? Is it a new beginning, or do you just try to keep doing what you've been doing?
It's like Buck talked about. You're just trying to get a seat at the dance. You know, mm-hmm. you're trying to get in. And then you take your chances from there. Everybody's got a chance. The new wrinkle is the wild card playoff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little different. I haven't been through one of those, but it'll be a little more tense, I think. And I think you'll see some moves happen earlier in the game than you're used to seeing them because you just can't afford to wait. Hopefully they can get back here and be here Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And I think a pretty good sports day downtown, you know, after people get a chance to watch their team in purple and then hopefully come out and watch orange and black.
It's not going to be easy no matter who they play.
No, that's the playoffs. You're playing the best teams. I'd say it all the time, pro sports, you got to play your schedule. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter who it is, there's no easy games. And when you win a game in professional sports, you're beating good people. You got to win. No one's going to give you anything.
Well, in addition to your baseball life, you've also got your life as the president of the Pathfinders for Autism. You've got a big event coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, we do.
Fashion show?
Yeah, it's the third event, and it's a huge fundraiser for us. It's a great awareness, but it's also just a fun night where we raise a ton of money, and people come out and learn about the cause, have a good time, you know, go from there. There'll be some entertainment. A young man I've gotten to know who was on American Idol, Michael Johns, is going to sing again, mm-hmm. and he's going to walk down the aisle, and then some local people, probably the biggest name out, Mia Hamm, who's a friend of mine. She went to North Carolina, I've gotten to know her over time. She's going to come in and model her. She's pretty big in the soccer world.
Most people have heard of her.
And Nick Markakis and his wife, Christina.
I hope he's not there.
That would be great. Unfortunately,
he might have another obligation.
Hopefully the World Series. October 27th at the Center Club. We'll put a link to all this at WBAL.com.
That'd be great.
People
that'd
want, be great. Want the information. Real quick, I'll hold your feet to the fire and make your prediction for tomorrow night.
Well, you know who I'm rooting for.
I know it.
I'm rooting hard, and you know what? We're playing the defending champs of our league, and then you'd have to go through the Yankees, so you might as well go through the gauntlet.
Why not? BJ Surhoff, thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.